Grow My Cleaning Company teaches owners of cleaning companies just like you how to grow your company, make more money, and finally take charge of your financial future and your life. This podcast is about automating and creating systems that give you time and money freedom so you can grow like crazy without losing control. Since this is totally free, if you're getting tons of value, want to support us and make sure that you get more of the good stuff, subscribe, rate, and review to this podcast today. Now, on to the show. Hey, Cleaning Nation, good to be with you. I think this is my first cleaning company broadcast from our new place in Prescott. Maybe if you're good later, I'll show you around. As of now, it's just a big empty room because we have no furniture. I'm literally sitting on a big brute garbage can with the top of my, I bought the desk, but I haven't put it together. So the top of the desk is on the garbage can. So look, I can roll. It's very nice. No furniture. And Tracy, I believe, is actually not homeless and has an actual place in business. So today we, the lovely Tracy Thompson to the right of me, if you're joining us on video, I don't know where she is in the end. Jessica says, yeah, dynamic duo. You got that right, sister. What the heck was I talking about? Yeah, so she's on because we are going to talk about the number one thing that every single business owner has in common, and that has to do with how they respond to when crap goes wrong. So we could, a much more fun episode would be like, hey, let's talk about how to deal with massive success and when you have more money, you know what to do with, and you know, you got to open extra bank accounts and all that sort of stuff. Or we could talk about what, I've got this whole thing. I think I added Jessica's comment, which is all very exciting. Or we could talk about how to respond when crap hits the fan. So I didn't tell Tracy this because I thought of it 12 seconds ago, right before I hit live. I was thinking I could just hit her with different things that you might come to, and I'll come with the mindset that I think is going to absolutely crush me, right, or would crush you, that not anyone listening would have, obviously, because you guys are way too bright for that. And then Tracy can kind of respond with what a more effective mindset to choose would be, and you guys can kind of just try that on, right? Because the best of the best of the best is we can get someone like Tracy, and we've got her just to help serve our members with mindset issues, right? So when they come and they're like, I'm looking at the world like this, which is gonna eat my lunch and not get me anywhere near my goals, and Tracy helps them look at the world like that in everything, whether it's an employee, a problem, money, lack of money, spouse, there's all manner of crap, as you guys and gals know. And let's do this just so it's fun. For anyone jumping in live, hit in the chat a situation they're like, this is, we'll play Stump the Tracy. A situation where it's like, there's no way to do this. This is impossible. I've got nothing. And we'll see if we can't watch Tracy's magic shift our mindsets from this deep pit of a nowhere to this is how you look at stuff. So that'll be fun. I'll give you guys the first couple. Feel free to jump in, share any issue that you're dealing with that you're like, hey, what would be an effective way to look at that? And kind of maybe share the way that you're looking at it first. We'll kind of do the best we can to do live coaching without, you know, physically doing one-on-one. All right, so let's start with where everybody's been at. Actually, I'll do it the extreme version that hopefully none of you guys have hit, but it'll be a version of something you've dealt with, employees leaving, right? If you guys have been in business any amount of time, you know they typically leave without a lot of notice as cleaning company owners. And secret, don't tell anyone, they tend to leave in bunches, right? So right when you're like, I've got four and I need three more right now, I can't effectively lose one, two of them leave, and you're like, well, there's half my staff, right? And maybe not that same day, but within a week or two. So, all right, Tracy, and this is a true story. I wish I could say I was bringing, and oh my God, had I had access to Tracy back when I was a kid, holy crap, my life would have been better. So I literally bought my ServiceMaster franchise. I think I had $10,000 I'd saved. I put all that and had borrowed a crap ton more because I put everything. I was all in onto this business. And you have to go to Memphis to get trained, which I did. And I came back ready to, like, you come back on a Sunday night. I'm ready to rock the world. I think when I bought the business, we had like four employees that were doing the work. And I woke up that morning and went out to get a newspaper because I'm old and this is back when you would get the newspaper, like a physical dead job. I'll explain to you kids later what that is and how it felt to look and why you do that. You're like, is that where you got your tweets? I'm like, no, it was again, dead trees. And I can't remember if the newspaper was there, but there's a yellow sticky in my door that said, we quit - the employees. That was it. That was the long, and I'd met them once for like 7 minutes. So it's not like there was any, so anyway, I was devastated. And I'll give you the mindset I wanted to have, and then we'll let Tracy kick me in the nuts and tell me maybe what I should have looked at, which was, I spent all my money on this thing. I can't possibly do this. I didn't expect to have to hire for many, many months. I'm going to go broke. This is going to be the end. All my friends, I told all my friends and family, you know, I quit a job making like 50 grand a year. And when I was 19, I was born poor. That was a lot of money. Basically, my life's over. There's no way out of this. This is the worst thing that ever could have happened. Tracy, help me. No pressure.
Go.
There probably, if I was being more honest, there was probably tears and gnashing of the teeth and shaking my fist at the heaven. But we'll leave that for next time. Hey, Luke, good to have you. We got someone from England here. All right, guys, gals that are live. Well, Tracy's giving me the genius of how I could have, should have looked at that effectively. Would love you guys to jump in and kind of give us some scenarios. If not, I'll keep breaking Tracy's brain with stuff I've got. But go ahead, sister. How would you? What's kind of the wrong way to look at that, and kind of a more effective way?
Well, I think you probably defined the wrong way pretty well there. So you all the things that you, oh my gosh, this is the end, catastrophizing, basically taking one snapshot of right now and then extrapolating it out into the worst possible case scenarios that ruined your life and you're dying in a ditch, right? So that's mindset.
Let me make your job harder. And this, I'm playing devil's advocate. So please, I'm not coaching you to do this, but I want to make it how you guys actually, I want to try and vocalize what you're feeling, right? So I'm going to argue with Tracy, and she's going to put up with me because she loves me. You don't understand, Tracy. I'm not taking one snapshot. My employees are gone. They quit forever. This isn't a snapshot. I have nobody. It might take me months to hire. You don't even understand. This is the first day. I've got like 20 accounts I can clean tonight in like 8 hours from now. This isn't a snapshot. You're trying to make it like it's no big deal, Tracy. This is a big deal. Am I doing good?
Yeah, definitely. So I always like to say, listen, there's always three S's for everything. There's strategy. In other words, when stuff's going wrong, the situation, the strategy that we're going to employ to get out of it, there's that. But before that, there's the story, and that's what you just told me. You don't understand. It's, you know, this is real. This is, I'm dealing with some stuff here. That's the story.
Wait, let me give you the four words that you've probably never heard, Tracy, coaching owners of cleaning companies. But wait, quote, my business is different.
It's different. Yes. Like, go ahead. Circumstances are different. You don't understand. So that's the story. Yep. And then you've got the state. And the state is how you're feeling. And believe me, when you're telling that story, your state is not good. It's anxiety, stress, all of that.
Fear.
So you've got this story and the state just, I mean, avalanching this on you. And the strategy to get out of it is now elusive. Like, you can't see anything except devastation and feeling like this is completely overwhelming. So the first way, like how to do it wrong, well, that's a good start, is overwhelm your nervous system, completely destroy your state with the story that this is the worst thing that's ever happened. And the worst thing that could ever happen. And then what I was saying was taking that and then looking into the future, projecting, oh, this is the way it's going to be. And if this is just the first day, oh my gosh, imagine what this is going to be like a year from now, 20 years from now. That's what happens. So we're off to the races. So the first thing,
Before we go on, because that's been really good. And this will be my last kind of, you're doing such a good job at it. Breaking down my ability to stay logical, and I'm so committed to my pain and how wrong you are and how this is never going to fix, and you're just like, man, you're taking all my weapons away. So I've got one last one I want to kind of, or it's more a question I want to ask, and then we'll move on to like, okay, how can we actually fix this, right? I don't know why, and you can tell me if you found other people feel this way. I have this sick attachment to that emotion, like I have to, which is insane, because it's not like it feels good, it feels awful. But I could feel, and I'm just obviously role-playing, so I can imagine 20 years ago when this is real, how a big pain in the ass I would be to try and like let go. But why do we want to hold on to this gross, but like, you know what I'm saying? Like, the more you try and help me, the more I'm like, but you don't understand, it's worse, it's worse, it's worse. A, it feels like garbage. Why do I do that? Or why do we do that? And then B, how do we not do that?
So So there's this period of time when something horrible happens. There's that moment where legitimately we as human beings, we need that quick hit of validation. Yeah, this sucks. This is terrible. You're absolutely right, Mike. I can't imagine. You're absolutely entitled to feel crappy right now. The challenge is you don't want to stay crappy. So it's okay. So you acknowledge yourself or have somebody else help you acknowledge that you're justified in feeling stressed, overwhelmed, pissed off, whatever. Oh my gosh, fine. The difference is you don't stay there.
That makes sense. So if I don't have a coach, like obviously with a coach like you, you're going to be kind enough and loving enough to let me sit there for a minute, right?
For a minute.
If you just ignore me and steamroll me, I'm going to go, she doesn't understand, and then we can't work together. But
that's
you're
going
to feel that way for an appropriate time. But if I don't have a coach, right, like how do I – or I've got, you know, people that aren't coaches that don't understand that. How do I know what a good amount of time is, right? What's that a moment of like, here's an appropriate time to feel it, and now you're just going into wallowing and we ain't got no time for that.
So here's my recommendation. All right. So what you're describing – is what I call the jump. You've jumped out of the airplane, you realize your parachute isn't on or it's broken, and the good news is it'll be over soon. So the reality is once you're in midair in the middle of a crisis like that, I don't want to say it's too late. What I'm saying is it's 10 times, 100 times harder when you're midair and you're crashing towards the ground to try to have these strategies. So now that we're talking about it outside of that, let's talk about how to get prepared for that. So give yourself, you know yourself, that we all know there's that period of time where I need to be able to vent. And it's maybe some people it's 5 minutes, some people it's 10 minutes, whatever it is, but you give yourself, I mean like literally like get an egg timer, put it on your phone, I don't care. Say, so I'm gonna give myself 15 minutes, I'm going to throw things, I'm going to rant, I'm going to rave, I'm going to scream, I'm going to call my friend, whatever. And you time yourself and you say, okay, that's it. It's like a little kid. You put them in the corner, you go to have your fit, right? You allow your tantrum, and then we're going to figure out what to do about this. And then it's over.
That is so simple, but really powerful. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't want anyone to miss how powerful that is, because like, oh, that's silly. It's like, well, it's simple. Yeah, agreed. Silly, like, I don't know. That sounds super effective because you need that time. And I think we go one way or the other, which is, oh, that's stupid. I don't want to throw a tantrum. Because you said it's like a tantrum. It's like, I don't need to do that. But we do. Or we go the other way.
Like,
I'm just going to like stew in it for 6 weeks. And that's insane. So when you say 10, 15, 20 minutes, we're talking minutes. Like 4 hours is probably not a healthy time. Is that fair?
No, right. Exactly. So here's the reason why that's so powerful. Because the other option is to pretend like you don't feel what you feel and steamroll over yourself. And then you try to, here's what happens. Your brain is shut off. The creative strategy part is too pissed off and too afraid and too emotional to even consider a strategy. So if you try to steamroll yourself while you're in that period of, oh my gosh, I need to vent, I need to express, I need to freaking feel my feelings, and you don't do that, you don't allow that time, what you do is you hobble yourself. You hobble the part of the brain that you need for creativity, and your emotions will sabotage you, okay? So it's important that you express it. It's important that you give yourself that time, but yeah, right, 4 hours when you're in a crisis situation, not a good plan, okay? It's just not. If you're in a situation where you need to get back to that creative zone, then you need to plan ahead. What's your most effective? Some people I know, they get physical. Like they have to go run, like literally get on a treadmill or go, you know, do something physical for 15 minutes while they're venting and whatever they need to do. Some people get on the phone, they talk, whatever it is. You need to know how you blow off steam. So once you've done that, then you get back to the proverbial strategy table. Now what do we do? First thing we got to do is we got to reframe this. And I will
real
say
quick, just
number.
because we had a question from Luca, I want to make sure other people aren't thinking it. He said
Yes.
story, state, and strategy. Did you say three S's or four?
Three S's.
Okay, so Luke, because he's like, what's the fourth? That's
Yeah.
it. You got them all, buddy. State, strategy, story. So we talked about state. We want to, our inner child wants to just stay in that, flipping off the world, everything sucks. And Tracy's strategy for that is, yeah, let's do that for 10 minutes or 15
Right.
minutes. Okay, so
Until you can
go ahead.
bring the level down.
And
Until you can bring the level down.
how do we, okay, so the story is, this is gonna
So the
last
story.
forever. Yeah, I wanna make sure because we went on, so
Yep,
this is gonna
that's
last
where I was
forever.
going next.
Well, okay, so we're
Story.
moving from state. How do I move? So we're gonna move from state to story and then we'll get a strategy.
Yep.
Easy for us here, not falling out the airplane with no backpack to go, ah, you just change your state. So now I've had my 15 minutes, my egg timer goes off. Give us some tools to
Yes.
make that change into the state that we need so we can start changing the story.
All right. So my number one, my favorite strategy, if you will, for changing the story. So now the next thing you've got to do is you got to change the story. Before you can get to a new strategy of what to do about it, you got to turn this around in your head first. So if the story has been, oh my God, this is the worst thing ever. I'm never going to be able to get out of this. And it's, you know, that whole, you can't win that story. With that story, there's nothing that can be done. So this,
Yeah, it
so
could
the
come true.
strategy,
You could find,
and it could,
no,
you
but
could
I'm
make it
saying,
self-fulfilling.
right, exactly. If you're that committed to that story, that shall be your story. Like you know,
That's
if I'm like,
right.
but you don't understand Tracy, I'll never be able to hire it. At some point you go,
Right.
okay, I go get him. And it's like, so now I've won by proving Tracy wrong and ruining my life, right? That's insane.
You can always argue for your limitations. And if that's the story, then that is exactly what's going to happen. So the first thing that you have to tell yourself every day as an entrepreneur is, my number one asset, my number one skill is that I am resilient and resourceful. Write that down, resilient and resourceful. Because if you continue to tell yourself the story, I can't do this and this is impossible and that's, you're done. So the first story you've got to go back to, remind yourself is, oh, wait a minute, hold on. Hold the phone. I am absolutely resourceful and resilient. I know this because, and this is my go-to, I have a go-to story in my history of when I was resourceful and resilient, and I got through something that I never thought I could get through, and I pull that into the present, and I go, oh yeah, that's who I actually am. That's who my real self is. I was the woman who did that. Okay, this I can handle. I know I can do that. That's the very first shift in your story that is required.
So let
Does that
me,
make sense?
There's like three things that you said that I think were so they're so self-evident to you. I want to make sure everyone gets it. First of all, welcome,
Yes.
Hunters. First time joining live. Glad to have you. For all of you guys, gals that are listening on the recording, like, man, they all sound like you're having fun live. Tuesdays, Thursdays, 10 o'clock, Facebook Live. We're here. Come join. Okay, so... so many things. First of all, I heard start telling ourselves what we need to hear before the emergency happens. So
Yes.
it's hard if I've done no prep work and I've been told myself all life, life sucks, it's hard, I'm not capable, I don't do this, and then I get kicked in the bits, the soft bits, it's real hard to make that shift, right? So every day before we jump out of the plane or get kicked out of the plane, I'm resourceful and I'm resilient. Jim, who introduced me to Tracy, was on a couple weeks ago, and he said the first sale every single owner needs to make every day is to themselves. And that sale is, I'm resilient and I'm resourceful. So we start before, hopefully you guys are hearing this, we start before we need it, right? You got to build your...
Start before you need it.
Yeah, Harvey McKay says, dig your well before you're thirsty. He's talking about outside relationships, but this inside mindset. That's the first thing I want everyone to get. Second thing is, whatever story you'll tell yourself, if you're committed to that story, it shall become. So if you're committed to the life sucks, everything sucks, you don't understand my things, whatever, Tracy can't, no outside force can overcome that. All right, keep it up, sister. I just want to make sure people had that before we moved on.
Yes, yes, yes. And I was just going to say, for the metaphor's sake, the time you don't want to be looking for your backpack or your parachute is after you've jumped out of the plane. So yes, just to reinforce that every single day. So have your go-to story for yourself. Have a go-to story. I mean, pick the number one most visceral, powerful story in your history of when you personally were resilient and resourceful. and bring that forward. Now, here's the trick. It's not enough to just think it. You have to actually feel what it felt like when you overcame that, when you were that your best self, when you got to pull that state into the story that I am resilient and I am resourceful. Because what will happen if you don't is it becomes just sort of a head exercise and you're like, this isn't helping. This isn't making me feel better. This isn't clearing my head. This isn't, you know, so it's both state and story that is an empowered version of you. So that's my go-to strategy is to pull that story and that state forward. Then from that point, then you start going, all right, what's the first thing? What's first thing first? What do I need to do first? You don't try to look at the whole Mount Everest of the, you know, shit show that's going on. You just look at what can I do right now? What's next? The one next thing. And again, with that new resilient, resourceful self in that state, you take that next logical step rather than trying to tackle the whole mountain.
Man, that is, I feel like that's awesome. So we start with the story. The way that we change our state is we allow ourselves to stay in that state. So the story is, and again, there's this thing that happens. So the truth is all my employees quit on the first day. That's not a story. Yeah. That's just what happened.
Right. That's right.
This first story we're almost always going to go to is I'm stupid. I suck. They suck. Everyone sucks. Nothing's ever going to be the same. Taylor Hill says, Tracy, dropping mics. You got that right, Taylor. So I love the, and I just want to sum up, let you say anything, you know, finish up and we'll call it a day. So allow yourself that crappy state for 5, 10, 15 minutes. I think I always try and skip it, but then it's there. And it's like, you have to allow yourself to feel it. Don't allow yourself to feel it for 10 days, but
no.
10 minutes. That's the first part of the state. Then, and I don't know about you, Tracy, but if I don't have that go-to story preset, my mind will come up with 1,000 terrible stories.
Right.
So I like that. Like, I'm going to choose to, because if we just like, what story should I tell myself? It's always going to be, well, this guy, he hired and he told me that his employee stole and blah, 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 blah. And I'm going to pick a disempowering story that's just as bullcrap as anything. So have a story ready to go. The key being, don't just think that story, because then it could just be someone else's story, right? Like this disembodied thing that happened in the world. You got to feel how you felt when you did that. That's going to change your state. And then, because we always go right to strategy, right? Which is,
right.
This sucks, everything sucks, now how do I fix it? Like, yeah, right now you don't. Like, there's not much you can do.
No, that's right.
So we fix the story, we fix the state, or we recognize the state of the bad state, then we intentionally tell ourselves a different story, feel how we felt that way in that story, which is a state. Then and only then can we start doing strategy.
That's right. That's right. And it sounds like a really long process, but I'm telling you that this can happen when you practice this every day as a resourceful, resilient entrepreneur, business owner, every day. If you do this every day, I mean, we're talking about a 5 minute after you've vented, a 5 minute process that does not take a long time. Now you're in the primed position, right? State, mental story, everything in alignment for that creative strategy to come.
And it feels great, right? It feels crappy to be
but
in that gross place. Yeah, but we can't get ourselves out of there. All right, guys, gals, if anyone is like, holy heck, I need more of, you know, what we do is a lot of strategy. What Tracy does is a lot of state, and we both work on the story, right? Because it's really important. If you're like, holy heck, I need more of that, there's all sorts of resources you can go. The best place is absolutelygrowmycleaningcompany.com. We've got over 500 broadcasts like these. Usually, you know, I have a good looking guest. It's just me and some other smelly dude or just me. So every now and again, my wife or Tracy or you know, one of the attractive people on. Check that out. The best place to start is we've got a free on-demand training. It's the best probably 40 minutes of anything that we've taught. And it'll, if you are looking to, if you're just starting, if you're like, I've got customers, but I'm still in the field, or if you're finally out of the field, ready to scale, go to growmycleaningcompany.com. That's where the best stuff is. Feel free to follow us on Instagram. I think right now, instant message me or direct message me on Instagram. I'll get you a copy of my, my book, but growmycleaningcompany.com has got all the tools. Tracy, you're amazing. Thanks, everybody. Appreciate y'all. Talk soon. Thanks for tuning in to today's show. If you're fired up, ready to grow, and want to see if you have what it takes to work with us at Grow My Cleaning Company, here's what I want you to do right now. Go to growmycleaningcompany.com/talk. That's growmycleaningcompany.com/talk to book an appointment to speak with me personally. I'm going to jump on the phone with you to get you crystal clear on where you are now, where you want to be, and how to get you there. Don't walk around in the dark any longer. If you are serious about growing your cleaning company, it's time to finally get the systems in place that you need to grow. We've helped hundreds of owners of cleaning companies not only grow their business and their personal freedom, but give back to their community as well. If that's what you're looking for, head over to growmycleaningcompany.com/talk and book a time to talk with me personally. I can't wait to get to know you and your business.